This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring retired FBI special agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
Richard Allen, the man accused of being the Delphi murderer. His attorneys recently wrote this in a motion to have him move because as of right now, he is in a state prison. And a state prison, not in the greatest of conditions and not in any way that seems to make sense for a man who's innocent and proven guilty, saying, throughout our legal consultation, this is from his attorney, Mr. Allen remained uncomfortably and unnecessarily shackled and chained in a manner resembling Hannibal Lecter. Picture that. While guards watched through glass panels and the door was ajar, Mr. Allen clearly appeared intimidated by the guards and was hesitant to speak freely with counsel. There's page after page in this motion of the attorneys describing the way that he's being treated behind bars. And it's really, I mean, I'm shocked by it. I don't expect, you know, prison to be ponies and rainbows by any means, but this almost feels like we're going way out of our way to break this man down and keep him from saying a word. Jennifer Coffendaffer, retired FBI special agent, joining me. What was your reaction after going through that affidavit?
I mean, the biggest point, no matter how he is treated, that is just so wrong and continues to be wrong, is his ability to converse with his attorneys.
Yeah.
This is, whether he is guilty or whether he's innocent, and certainly for me, my jury is out on that.
Mm-hmm.
I just am floored at the fact that he can't have the right to visit and see his counsel. It's ridiculous. They had to stay 6 feet away. Well, how are you going to show exhibits and paperwork and photos and anything to get information? It's just terrible, and shackled and handcuffed. He's in a prison. I've interviewed so many people. It's in prison settings. This is not how it happens. It's just so wrong.
I mean, and wouldn't you,
like I said,
yeah.
Oh, sorry.
I mean, the shackling and all that. I mean, wouldn't that be done if this person is posing a threat or has some sort of a pattern of acting out or posing a threat? Like, okay, you've done this, and now we're going to have to go this far. It's like they went in at 1,000 miles an hour on this guy, and they're still there. And it's like, dude, he worked at CVS. He has kids. He has a family. He's married. He's the one who raised his hand and said, hey, I was up there by the railroad tracks. And now you basically have made him out to be Hannibal Lecter. That literally is how it's being described. The way that they went that far. And why is there no oversight in any of this? I mean, this just seems like, okay, this is clearly abuse of power. This doesn't make any sense as to the way they're doing it. They're violating his rights to have his counsel, to have attorney-client privilege. I mean, clearly being violated. How is there no oversight in any of this? It's like the prison can really do pretty much anything it wants, and then maybe something will be done about it later. Maybe?
They really can, because they're going to argue safety has to be paramount. And I do agree safety has to be paramount, but there's certainly ways to keep everything safe without this. And at the bottom line is here, he shouldn't be in a maximum security prison.
Yes.
They are not equipped for this type of interaction. Those people that are in those settings have already been convicted.
Yeah.
They're not meeting with their attorneys. If they are, it's very limited for an appeal situation. But those are the worst of the worst. They're condemned. They're spending 23 hours in their cells. And that's what they've done to him for over a year without being convicted. There's no facilities, the normal rooms that you have the ability to converse and comfortably speak with somebody for hours. Yeah, I mean, they're trying to defend him. By the way, it bothered me that this is the first time they've even gone to see him.
Yeah.
I think that's terrible.
Well, we're also talking here. I mean, it's like hundreds of miles of like approximately 233 miles from Wabash Correctional Facility. The other one was like 100-some miles. I mean, the state has made it so ridiculously difficult for the attorney to. And that's exactly what the attorneys are saying. Like, we can't represent him. You're not allowing us to represent that. We don't want to. It's not that he doesn't want us. It's like we can't do our job. You're not allowing us to do our job. And it's very valid arguments.
It's very valid. From the beginning, it's been valid. And to say remember, the opposition to this will say, well, listen, you know, there's no county jails where they can adequately house him safely. That is baloney, Tony. Yeah. There are plenty of county jails, just like the one Brian Koberger is in Indiana, where he can have a cell, where he can have access to telephones, where he can have a tablet, where he can have a television, where he's not locked up in this type of manner, where he can meet with his attorneys because they have visitation offices. This is just so wrong. It's so wrong. And I hope that in these next few days, we see something done about it.
But it's so true. I mean, you want something done about it. It's just at the end of the day, if maybe something magically is done about it, which seems, I think, would be almost a miracle. But if it is, this is how these places function. So God knows what else other people are going through if they are trying to talk with their attorneys and such. They're talking through the tiny food hole while you have guards standing there watching and listening to you with their Odinistic tattoos on their face, which maybe everybody's like, oh, it's Odinism is kind of crazy. And it is kind of crazy. But I don't know. I'm thinking you may be kind of into it if you're putting Odinistic tattoos on your face. That may be a sign that maybe it's more than just like a hobby or just like a one-off interest that you Google every now and then. It's a total train wreck. And I wonder, what would it take for there to be some sort of reform or checks and balances in these prison systems? Because there isn't any right now.
Well, there isn't any in this case, but remember, this just doesn't happen.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen that somebody goes to maximum security SHU when they're not convicted.
Yeah.
It doesn't have, I've asked everybody on Twitter X, I've asked every colleague I know, every time I speak with somebody, that would be in this realm.
Yeah.
Do you know what this ever happening? In all the attorneys I speak with every day and the law enforcement, no one's ever heard of this. This is so outside of what is normal. Mm-hmm. Like you said, it'd be different if he staged a jailbreak, if he, held guards hostage, if he, shanked somebody.
Yeah.
Then we might need to reconsider. This is a CVS worker that's 5'4" on a good day.
Yeah.
And that, is really just hanging on to some semblance of health from the last time we've seen him. I don't even know who approved moving him. It had to have been Judge Gohl.
Yeah. Yeah. And we'll see how long that all lasts. If she stays on the case, if not, that's all going to be decided very soon. Maybe even by now, by the time someone's watching this, the answer to that may already be out there, but without a doubt, the treatment in prison, just completely mind-blowing.
And Tony, I do want to say this. Mm-hmm. If he's guilty and he did those horrible things to Abby and Libby, I would still tell you this is wrong.
Sure.
Because anybody could have their rights just, taken out from underneath him. So once he's convicted, once that proof is out there, yes, let him go to the most horrendous treatment that is humane that's allowed, which is basically where he's at right now.
Yeah.
But no, this is so wrong, and I'll always fight for that.
Yeah, it's just fighting for how our system should work. When it's not working, bad things happen, including to good people and to bad people. But that's where the lines get so blurred, and then bad things start happening to everybody if we start accepting that everyone is guilty until proven innocent, which is very much how he's being treated as of right now.
Sick of the ads?
We are too.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.